I can't believe we're stuck out in the remnants of the Tangulan incident with this ragtag bunch of randoms.
What do you mean? Gatsby has saved our skin several times. At least 10? 12? Baker's dozen? Aaron doesn't always say it, but I know he has our best interests at heart. And Cosmo...
I'm still not convinced we can trust that guy. Did you ever look up Wombat Combat? It seems pretty unsavory.
I think our best course of action is to stay this course with our fellow travelers and stop this virus.
I guess you're right. It's not like we could make it through those orchids again.
The fangs on those orchids.
Besides being a huge death trap, these electrified plants are quite lovely. As long as you keep your distance.
I don't want to talk about that anymore, but I still want to know what the rest of that message from Katana said. How are things going overall? You guys seem pretty happy. You're happy, right?
Oh, things are great. This could become something serious if I ever make it back to see her.
I wish I could say that.
When are you going to find a lady friend?
All in good time.
I know the feeling.
Hey, we're walking to almost certain death. Want to listen to a Surrender Bite?
Sure. It'll keep my mind off this carnivorous underbrush that keeps nipping at our heels.
Hey, is that a blueberry?
Charlie, don't pick that! And that's how, with a gentle touch, you can tickle a rat.
Yeah, that whole fight with Master Splinter could have had a completely different outcome.
And we're back! Broadcasting from our studio on the pale blue dot we call Earth, we've got a great short for you today.
That's right, Matt. Today we're discussing those cute little fur balls, guinea pigs.
So, Charlie, this quote I enjoyed quite a bit. It comes from One Half of Daft Punk by Guy Manuel de Homem Christo.
I like it already.
He said, "We say that we are the guinea pigs of our experiment. We are doing things on ourselves, and if the audience can enjoy it as much as we do, then that's great. If they don't, it's not a big deal." We don't feel that way, listeners. Just so you know, we want you to like us.
No, we don't consider you guinea pigs unless you identify as guinea pigs, and then we fully support your decision to self-identify as guinea pigs.
You can be a guinea pig as you listen to our show.
I mean, you can dance if you want to. You can leave the other guinea pigs behind.
That was safety dance.
I mean, like the friends don't dance, but if they don't dance, then they're no guinea pigs of mine.
I'm not sure if that was Daft.
S-S-S-S-A.
Or Punk.
A-F-F-F-E-E-T-T-T-T.
Biodome. Best movie ever.
Go Pauly Shore.
Okay. A guinea pig can be defined as a small domestic rodent from South America with small ears, short legs, and no tail. An adult guinea pig weighs between 1 to 2.5 pounds on average when fully grown, and they measure between 8 and 10 inches long, although some are a little bit longer.
There are 13 breeds of guinea pig, although they are all in the same species. Their distinctive appearance is based on their location of origin, such as South America versus Spain. Some of the most popular breeds include, you ready for it?
Good luck.
Abyssinian.
Oh, nice.
Abyssinian satin.
Smooth.
Yeah. American.
America.
Coronet. Peruvian. The Silky.
Oh, that sounds naughty.
Teddy.
Even naughtier.
Texel.
That's just weird.
And the white crested. The rarest of the bunch. They are aka cavi. They are rodents and members of the Cavia genus in the family Cavidae. They are not originally from Guinea, nor are they closely related to pigs, apart from being mammals. So why are they called guinea pigs?
Why are they called guinea pigs?
I'm glad you asked. We're not really sure. No one's really sure.
Surprise.
They were just called a guinea pig, and the name kind of stuck. Like sticky toffee pudding.
That's a good name.
Yeah, for a guinea pig. One possibility is that the animals traveled from South America, and any item from that part of the world, which is very far, was often referred to as guinea by the Europeans. There were also ports with names similar to guinea, such as Guiana in South America. through which the mammal passed as well. One possibility, which was decided to be untrue, is that they're named after the English gold coin because that's what a guinea pig cost. So you could trade it a guinea pig for gold.
Yeah. For a guinea.
Mm-hmm. At a certain point, I mean, they were worth their weight in gold, literally. This is likely untrue, as guinea pigs were called by the name in writings from the 1500s, but English guinea only came into fruition in 1663.
Upside down.
Yeah, upside down. Turn that
down. Over. 1663. So
reflex dyslex.
3 years later.
Yeah.
So that covers the guinea half, but what about the pig half? Because it's a guinea pig.
Yeah, we got to know that, right?
Well, we don't really know that.
We don't know anything about these creatures.
No idea.
Yeah.
Perhaps because it has something to do with the squeaking sound that they make. It could be, and I'm sorry for this, but it could be because guinea pigs, when they're served as food, they resemble suckling pigs. Yes, guinea pigs are served as food. And
Hashtag sad.
Very sad. They were originally likely bred as livestock. So I got to ask this, Charlie. Have you ever had guinea pig?
Have you ever had a guinea pig?
Yeah.
No.
No. One of our colleagues up in Milwaukee, she went to, I think it was Peru.
And they were available?
Yeah. And she said it was pretty yummy.
All right. Let's talk about animals that we have eaten. I've had kangaroo.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see. I've had bison. I've had deer.
You had alligator?
I have had alligator.
Okay.
Alligator tail, mm-hmm. which is pretty, it does taste like chicken.
You know what
me.
Some people call alligator?
What?
Swamp chicken.
I mean, it does taste like chicken. I really do think.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried shark? Like a shark steak?
I don't know if I've tried shark.
I haven't either.
I've done a horse tartare.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Tuna, raw tuna.
Oh, like, yeah.
Jelly tuna.
Yeah, it's sashimi tuna.
Oh, sashimi. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. What about scorpion?
Ooh, no.
I've had scorpion. Chocolate covered. Yeah. I don't know if that makes any difference.
It covers the tang.
It was a candy scorpion.
Like in a sucker or was it in chocolate?
No, it was like a chocolate encased scorpion.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, the tail was cut off.
Have you seen the scorpions in like a sucker? Like a
I have, yeah. Yeah.
I haven't had that either.
It's extra protein.
Yeah, but I think that's about as weird as I've gone.
Yeah.
I know you've got more.
I'll one more. I'm not quite sure of this because it was a restaurant in downtown London. There's like a very niche restaurant that served like all these exotic foods that were only available during certain parts of the week. One that they had said was zebra.
Oh.
I don't know if that's true or not. I like to believe.
Was it striped?
No, it's not striped. The fur is striped. The meat's not striped.
I don't know. I've never eaten zebra myself.
Oh, I think I might have. I'm not sure.
Well, anyway, fortunately for us, guinea pigs are most commonly seen as pets in the Western world and in Europe.
Thank God.
Not as food. They're very easy to care for. They're docile. They're very easy to handle. They're easy to feed and train. And if you do have a guinea pig as a pet, please don't let it go. Don't, you know, like, not Old Yeller, because Old Yeller had a worse ending, but don't take them out into the wild and just let them go.
They're not going to make it
more than
like 24, 48 hours.
Yeah, maybe that long.
Before a hawk gets them.
They were bred to be in captivity, not to be in the wild.
Guinea pigs, according to Sam Keen, American writer, are practically synonymous with experiments. Lab rats have become the workhorses of modern medicine. Genetics owe a huge debt to the humble fruit fly. There's almost no branch of life sciences, in fact, that hasn't leaned heavily on one animal or another. Guinea pigs were one of the earliest human analogs for experimentation with drugs and other medical testing.
So that's why it's a human guinea pig.
Exactly. Odd it hasn't changed to a human rat or a human mouse, right?
Did you know that mice and rats are terrible human analogs?
I think that's a discussion for another time.
Yeah, that'll be a different episode.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned. They have been replaced in large part by mice and rats. However, they are still used in some areas of research, such as pregnancy, diabetes, tuberculosis, scurvy, and vitamin C. Humans and guinea pigs are some of the only animals that do not synthesize their own vitamin C complex. Fun fact.
Hmm.
Yep. Males are called boars, and females are called sows.
So the guinea pigs are, like, boring and pretentious?
No, they're just boars.
Right. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Gotcha. No, there have been statues of guinea pigs found that dated back to 500 BC to 580.
Adorable little statues.
Cutest little things. They're thought to have originated in domestication in the Andes region of South America, where they were likely domesticated, sadly, to be used as livestock, i.e. food, around 5000 BC. Now, they're also still used in the Andean region as a medium to diagnose illness. Black guinea pigs seem to be particularly favorable in the region. They're used as a diagnostic tool or sometimes as a treatment as well. You rub the guinea pig on the affected area, for instance, of arthritis, and it helps cure the arthritis or to tell that, oh, yeah, your knee that you can't bend is arthritic.
I mean, that's what my chiropractor does.
I would trust it. I would let him rub the guinea pig on my knee.
Guinea pig therapy.
Now, this is because in the Andean region in South America, Western or quote-unquote modern medicine is often unavailable or distrusted.
Now, here's some more fun facts. Guinea pigs can walk immediately at birth.
That's pretty incredible for an animal.
Yep. They can also open their eyes inside their mother's womb up to 2 weeks before birth.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, you're like, oh, still dark.
Sun's not up yet.
What's the sun? They can even eat solid food as soon as they are delivered.
Amazing.
Yeah. Typical lifespan for these little guys is 8 to 10 years or longer in captivity. So if you're thinking about a pet, they will be around for a while.
Yeah. Do you ever have guinea pigs as
a kid? No. But I had a friend that had some guinea pigs and, like, you know, they were super docile, easy to handle. Like, they never bit anybody.
Yeah. They seem super chill. We bought a couple and then I gave them to my niece and nephew and they trained them a little bit. But yeah, they're pretty cool pets. So just like me, the guinea pigs like their naps. They prefer several short naps throughout the day as opposed to a long stretch of sleep overnight. They're very social. Therefore, they enjoy the company of other animals and even humans, and that makes them pretty easy to train.
Now, along with being social, they are highly intelligent. They're able to be trained to use symbols to navigate a maze. If you have a guinea pig as a pet, you don't necessarily have to give them water as long as they are eating moist food. If you give them dry commercial food, make sure you do have some water on hand.
Guinea pigs are highly vocal. They make several sounds and even somewhat dance based on their emotional state. Some of the sounds they make, a purr, which is a happy reaction, such as when they're being petted. A scream, which is just like humans when they're frightened. A squeal, which is a noise used to attract attention or reaction to pain or distress.
Now, two of my personal favorites, one of which you may hear about from a storyline in a far-distant future sci-fi dramedy, possibly with a robot character prone to, you know, lording over these cute little creatures.
Who would think of that?
All right. Yeah, what would be the ramifications? Rumble Scrut. Guinea pigs can use a sway, accompanied by a rumble or purr, to intimidate a rival or attract a mate.
That's the cutest little bowing up ever. Like, come on, bro. La, 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 la.
And then popcorning. This animated combination of shaking, leaping, and skipping signifies guinea pig happiness.
I want all the guinea pigs to be happy.
Right?
So have you ever heard of a famous guinea pig?
I have not.
Well, I'm going to tell you about a few, and you got a couple too. President Teddy Roosevelt, of course, he was the guy who they named teddy bears after all. He had...
Is that real?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, you know that? Teddy bears?
No.
Teddy Roosevelt, yeah. Because he... Yeah, different story. Different episode. We'll get into it later.
So, like, first, because, like, we're recording multiple episodes right now, that, like, I was, like, flabbergasted that you could use different types of jellies for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And now, realizing
Teddy Roosevelt is the namesake of the teddy bear?
What is it, just living under a rock all this time?
Well, I mean, that was, what, 70, 80 years ago, Teddy Roosevelt? When was Teddy Roosevelt? Was he World War One? Or before?
That was some World War.
Yeah, he was early 1900s. Yeah. But yeah, he's why they call the teddy bear the teddy bear. Mm-hmm. Anywho, he had 5 guinea pigs in the White House. They were named Admiral Dewey, Dr. Johnson, Bishop Dewanee, I think, Fighting Bob Evans. I want to see a fighting guinea pig. Little boxing gloves, that'd be awesome. And Father O'Grady.
So the last one was ordained.
He could bless you. There is also a portrait of Queen Elizabeth I posing with her children and a guinea pig. I saw the picture. It was a really, really cute picture.
So I've been recently given this list of other famous guinea pigs. Pogo de Olga, a fictional guinea pig, but a famous one nonetheless. And of course, Rodney from Dr. Doolittle with Eddie Murphy. Now, Tennessee Williams, American playwright and screenwriter, had said, "All of us are guinea pigs in the laboratory of God. Humanity is just a work in progress."
Oh, to be a guinea pig.
Mm-hmm. And that's our short. We hope you enjoyed it. Remember, we exist within the universe.
And the universe exists within ourselves. We're all the stuff of stars.
So have a stellar day, everyone, and thanks for stopping by our corner of the cosmos.
This has been the Midflight Crisis Podcast. You can support important spaceship repairs and maintenance by subscribing to the Midflight Crisis Patreon page. We'd love to hear your suggestions about the show and future topics, and we appreciate your support, ratings, and reviews. This endeavor isn't possible without amazing listeners like you. Thanks for sharing your space and time with us. We'll see you on our next adventure. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Drop us a line at intrepidtransfer@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.